Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host, and today you are on Keeping It Real on Purpose. Now, this is the place. Yes, I can tell you, this is the place where we come together with real talk about real issues and struggles in life, relationships, and business on purpose. Can you imagine that, talking about something on purpose? Again, this is Edna White, and I'm your host. And today, our guest is Roxana Blair. She's an online business coach and a podcaster. Welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Thank you.
So Roxana, before the show, my audience always know that I'm always talking everybody up before the show. We had a great conversation, and I want to know, how do you show up in the world to these online businesses and coach them through what they have to go through?
Well, for me, I show up definitely as myself. That's first and foremost. I am a mother. I still work a 9-to-5. I have 2 kids. So I have a busy life. I have a husband. We are like all over. But I want to show other mothers how it's possible to have your own business, even if you are a busy mom. Even if you are a mom, doesn't mean that life stops there and there's nothing else you can do. No, you can still have your entrepreneurial ambitions. Maybe you still want to start a business. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to start a course. Mm-hmm. It's important for me that women understand that we can do everything. Right. And I do like the term, oh, we can have it all. Yes, we can have it all. Maybe not all at the same time, but it's all about prioritizing. Yes. So just don't hold yourself back. I believe that we can do whatever it is that's in our heart.
That's right. Whatever is in our hearts. And we're the creators of that. It sounds like you're talking about creation.
Yeah.
Creating, you know, like you said, I'm a mom, I have a husband, and that doesn't count out my dream of being an entrepreneur.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so I am going to be at devil's advocate right now.
Oh God, I'm getting
I come to you. I call you up, babe, Roxana. Listen, I got a husband, 7 kids, not just 3. I don't see no room. I don't got enough hours in the day to be an entrepreneur. I have a dream. Let me just tell you this. I have a dream of creating the best juice there is. But I don't have where do you find the time?
Yeah.
Now, Roxana, how could you help me?
I always start with everyone has 24 hours in the day. I have not yet met the person who can say, yeah, I have 25. Oh, now I only have 20. Now everyone, mm-hmm. including the queen, including Beyonce, mm-hmm. everyone has 24 hours in a day. Yeah. So let's start with that. Then we look at how are you spending your 24 hours? Because we can all say, oh, we're busy. I have 5 kids. I have 3 kids. I have 7 kids. It doesn't matter. You need to work with what you have. Because right. like for me now, I have a newborn. So uh-huh. I don't have, and I love time management. It's part of my course as well. Uh-huh. But my time management is just adjusted now because I have a newborn. But it doesn't mean that life stops because I have a newborn. Right. So it's all about reprioritizing whatever it is that you do. So if you have your 7 kids, mm-hmm. you still want to have your own company, it's possible. But let's look at how are you dividing your day?
Okay.
Where are you focusing your attention? Because maybe you're spending the time on things that don't really move the needle.
Right.
So it's better to then look at, okay, this 30 minutes, maybe I can spend this 30 minutes differently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking 30 minutes because now I'm working in like nap times.
Right. So exactly.
You have to work with what you can do and not start with, I can't do it and I'm so busy. If you start with that, it's never going to work. Because the thing is, it starts with your own mindset. If you believe you can do something, you can do it. If you believe you cannot do it, you definitely cannot do it. It won't work.
Yeah. Okay, so now you got me all excited. I'm all excited. All excited. By the way, what's the name of your company?
It is Roxana Blair Coaching.
Oh, now that's even getting me more excited. Now, how do I get started with you? Where do you start? How do you start working with someone like the example that I've given you?
I first always have a clarity call with people so that I know what your goals and your aspirations are. Why do you want to start a company? Is it important for you? Is it really important for you? What do you think you would benefit from working with me? Because I know what I can bring to the table, but I need to know that you actually want to work with me. And then if I see the energy is good, then we can definitely work together. We set up a plan and I have the Accountability Accelerator course, which is like a 3-month course where I go through everything starting from mindset, time management, goals, social media, marketing and sales, everything you need to start your own online business. So we can start from the beginning all the way to actually having your company set up,
right?
Your online business set up. And that's how I know people will get everything that they need because I walk them through this. I've done this myself. I've started a business myself and I've helped others do their business this way. So that's how I start to work with people.
Okay. And I heard you say something, we go through a clarity call to see if we can work together. So what you're saying is it's possible you may not work with everyone.
Yes, it's definitely possible because I think, you know, money's not everything. So I just don't say, oh, I want like 10 customers and I'll take whoever. If I already see that the person is like not motivated at all, they just like have some random thing and then they just like, oh yeah, I think about it, then we're not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to force you. And I think when you start with somebody and you have to force them for everything, it's going to be like that throughout the whole coaching process. How you start is how it will be during the course. So right. I like to work with motivated people who know that they want to accomplish something, but they just need help.
Right.
That's how I decide who I work with.
Yeah, they just need help. And they have to know that they need help, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And the thing is, you can't help people who don't want to help themselves.
Right.
That's what it is.
Because you end up putting more in than they put in. And then you feel defeated because you didn't help them. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to say, like you said, the clarity call. I don't think we're going to work. We're not going to work well together. What I need you to do, and I know you probably have something like that, is an alternative. Why don't you read through this, you know, this booklet that I have?
Exactly. And,
you know, if you feel, you know, that this booklet can help you, and think about the things that are in the booklet.
Mm-hmm.
You might just be ready. Because they have to be ready. You have to be ready.
They have to be ready. Mm-hmm. Like always, I have like for free on my Instagram, there's a link in my bio, seven essential questions that you need to ask yourself before you start your online business.
Yeah.
That PDF is there for free because I want people to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
These questions are essential because I know how much difference it can make if you really think about certain questions before you just like start and stop now.
Right. And you get a lot of start and stop. And let's talk about what you just said, start and stop. You do have clients sometimes that start and stop, mm-hmm. right? Start, you get them like chug, chug, chug. I think I can. Then they get up to the hill and there, and then it just like up, they just put on the brakes.
Yeah.
Where do you work with them once you've got them moving? And like say you worked with them 3 months and then all of a sudden now they're stuck again and they come back to you. What's the first plan of attack when you have a client like that?
We first need to go to the root cause because mm-hmm. I mean, life can happen, you know, things can happen where whatever happens and that made you have to maybe twist things around a bit.
Right.
But we need to look into the root cause because if you don't know what the reason is, you don't know what the root cause is, mm-hmm. you're going to let it happen again.
Sure.
Maybe there's something that you are counting on this person. Okay, maybe next time you need to make sure that you are able to do things without only counting on this or this or this person. But mm-hmm. can you do things from within? Can you do things yourself? Or maybe you need to have a different person to count on. Maybe you need a different team member. Maybe you're starting to do everything yourself and you're getting overwhelmed because that's what happens a lot with mothers. The overwhelm is just a high risk. So what can you source out? You know, you don't have to do everything yourself. And getting an extra person to help you, it doesn't need to cost $1 million to get extra help. Like for me, I have a virtual assistant because I know how busy I get. And I just think certain tasks, I don't need to do everything myself. Because the thing is, when you start your business, usually you have a bigger vision. Like my business is here, it started, but it's not near where I want it to be. Mm-hmm. It's my vision is that it will be a legacy business. So it's there for my children. Right. So if I see it like that, that means I need to start seeing myself as a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
If I am the CEO of my business, my CEO, like at the company where I work for, they're not concerning themselves with every tiny task. They're not. So if you want to scale your business, you need to have a bigger vision. And sometimes that means you need to invest. It doesn't mean that you need to like go broke, trying to invest like the whole world. But sometimes that little, maybe 1 hour or 2 hours a week can take some tasks from you. If that's what the cause. So if, you know, just look at the root cause and find a solution.
Right. And I always say this, audience, you know, this sounds just like me, right? Invest in your business, you know, work on your business, not always in it, because CEOs do not work. They work on their business. They're always at the next venture. That's the 33 ways to make money. They're on that 33rd. Like, okay, how do we make more money? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we make this a bigger vision, you know? But usually when we start, mothers and, you know, people who are single, whoever wants to start a business, we always start working in our business.
Yeah.
And I know when I got a coach myself for marketing, right? Girl, I did not. I was bucking and screaming like, I don't want nobody to be do. They can't do it like I can do it. I found out it was nothing but control.
Yeah.
Control.
Yeah, and perfectionism.
Yeah, right. I had to admit it to myself. And then I had to call my coach and say, yeah, I don't want to lose control. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I gave over control to someone else. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, it my business expanded because now I'm focusing on the other 33, you know, the other 32 ways to make money. So what did I really want to do? You know, what did I want? Did I want to be a speaker? I thought I did, but I was like, no, I'm an instructor. I'm a teacher. Hey, let me do that.
You know, that's your zone of genius. You need to stay.
Why do I want to be? I am speaking, but why do I want to go to these larger forums?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did I? And I was like, oh, that's just what other people say. Yeah. So because if you're an author, speaker goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to learn through this, you know, learning how, what I really wanted. That was the big question. What do you really want your business to look like? What do you really want? Forget about what anybody said. What do you see for it?
Exactly. You have to know that, because if you're just copying some goal because you heard it somewhere, you're not going to do it with your heart. You're not going to do it because you're passionate about it and you're going to stop. You have to know why you want something.
Yeah. And I think as women in general, we don't know what we want. We know. No, seriously, because we are so busy, you know, after we get 12, then our parents or our caregivers start telling us what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that traumatizes us. Like, oh, we want to be. You know, I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. But that's what my mom told me. And I was going toward it. And when I got the degree, I was like, oh, these people are not nice. They're not. They were not nice. I was like, I don't like this career. I just don't like it. I will not, continue. I was in business school. I was like, this is a cutthroat. Oh, this is horrible. So we start getting all these vibes from everybody around us. Then if we're churchgoers, we get the vibes from somebody else in church. We get that vibe. Then we get the vibe from, we get our little group of friends. Oh, you should go for your PhD. And you got all this stuff going on. And you don't know what you want, but you know you want something. You not just know that there's something growing in you, but you don't know what it is because of all the stuff that's being fed to you. But once you answer that question, what do I really want? And that's in my book as well, The Big Ask. What do I really want?
Mm-hmm.
Everything just takes off.
Yeah.
You know what you really want. And that builds your confidence up. Like, yeah, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
What anybody else want? Like I just told you before we got on, you're from the Netherlands, right? And that's on my wish list. Now, most people say to me, why you want to go to the Netherlands? Don't worry about it. I want to do.
Yeah.
You want to go with me or not? Because I'm going. Like, it's what I want to do. And that gives you so much confidence. Like, it really does. It gives you so much confidence. I could see how what you're saying for your business, how you inspire the moms, because I can remember going to school, college, and having two kids, working and modeling, and I was a lunatic. I was like, how does it even fit? Like, like crazy, right? And could you imagine feeling like there's a business inside of me, like I'm an entrepreneur. It was inside of me, I feel it. And I'm like, what the heck do I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hearing what your strategy is for the moms is exciting, very exciting. So where are you calling from right now?
London.
Hey.
In the United Kingdom. So yeah.
Yeah. How you liking that? Is it a new
I do like it. I've been here now for 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I wouldn't go back. The only reason why I go back is for my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I like London, especially. I like the United Kingdom. Sometimes, you know, with the politics and stuff, I'm like, I don't even want to get involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's really a great city to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a city girl. Like in Netherlands, I live in Amsterdam, so it was also in the capital. Yeah. Here in the UK, I live in London.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, this is like, there's so many opportunities here.
Yeah.
And even now with online, there's so many opportunities pretty much everywhere, as long as you have internet. But yeah, I love the way that even for work, for career, there's so many opportunities, because I mean, Amsterdam is great, Netherlands is great, but I noticed the more I grew the career ladder, the more I was coming like the only person of color.
I'm
like,
yeah. And how does that play into you being a life coach and doing your job as a life coach? How does being the only woman of color sometimes in a room?
Yes, I mean, now here in London is a bit better. I wouldn't say super, but I think it is a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
For example, now I'm in leadership where I work.
Right.
In the Netherlands, I was in the same position and trying to get climb up, but I've never got that higher role.
Yeah.
So, and you know, reasons being whatever, but
yeah.
And now I do see that that's more people of color. I still am like one of the few in leadership,
right,
women of color.
Yeah.
The higher you go, the more white the room gets.
And the more white and the more they want to white you out, you know, because they give you that leader.
I'm kind of used to it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I like my job. That's the benefit. I see my job as my investor, because it really helps me also build my business.
Right.
But I just think it impacts you, because there's so many ideas you have as an entrepreneur. Right. And when you're in a job, you are restricted, because you're just there to do the job. And I've now accepted that. And I'm not trying to struggle and get the whole company to change everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, man, that's not going to work. I'm like, I know that they're working on it now. You know, most companies are now like inclusive and diversity and da 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 da. So that's good, but I'm not like expecting everything to change.
Yeah, right away. Yeah. But I know that you have a plan to move into your business full time.
Yeah.
So you know it's a strategy plan. Like for myself, it was the first time I was ever working in the 20 something years, because I've always owned my own business. So when I started working for someone, that's a culture shock for me. You know, I'm always the boss, you know, I'm the boss. Like I'm telling you what to do. So
now
it was a change for me. And I definitely had to kind of fall back and kind of listen, but being in a leadership role as a Black woman, there is a lot of microaggressional words and acts and behaviors that you're going to experience that you don't want to experience.
Yeah.
And I was the first time, honestly, I could say, even in my own business, I didn't have to put up with that. You know, I said something, you know, and I worked in real estate. And so that was a male dominated, industry. And any male talked to me any kind of way, they had it. They got it. No. We're not talking like that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't care. I would walk away from the situation. So I had that chance to change it, because I was that type of change agent. And I would teach them, listen, this is what you got to do. This is how you got to speak. This is what upsets me. you know? Yeah. And so I've always had a great career as a real estate broker, you know, and that's very, you know, you have the brokers, all male industry, then you have a little group of women, and then they have their own little nasty attitudes. So it's like, wait a minute, where do we win? Where do women of color win? Where do we win?
But you know, the thing is, you have to kind of learn how to deal with it. And I know how to, like, I can do the networking and socializing for work, but I'm very private and reserved as well when it comes to, I don't get involved with like gossip, and I don't like spit out my whole life story. Exactly. You know, I was like, oh, you're so quiet. Oh, why are you listening to? Because I'm always like listening to a podcast or whatever when I'm at work. I don't mingle.
Yeah, I don't mingle. They're not my lifelong friends.
Yeah. I'm like,
they're not my lifelong friends.
No, you know? I really have like, this is my colleague and these are my friends.
Yes.
This is absolutely my private life.
And I think that's what we have to get to. We have to get to that they're colleagues.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I know I do understand.
Job done, and that's it. That's really good.
Some people in my team, even, they're very social and they go, let's go for drinks or let's go to the gym. And I'm like, when I'm done, I'm done. I don't get paid enough.
Right. Because you know what? I think being the only Black woman in the room, you start thinking, if they're acting like this, can you imagine going out and adding alcohol to it?
Yeah.
We're a little smart. You know, we're like,
honestly,
this out the way. It's going to be hell on wheels. I'm telling you.
I don't know. Some people don't mind. They even, you know, we have business event, work events and stuff, and there's free alcohol and stuff, and people get like drunk.
I know. Yeah.
That's not gonna happen because you're not gonna be talking about me in any type of way. I know.
No, very, very true. You're not doing that. You're not doing I'm carrying around the same drink all day.
Watching. You can have fun.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. But
dance.
Next time I see that you're like a little weird, and I'm like, okay, I'm walking away from this. And I only stay but so long, you know.
Yeah.
I only stay for so long.
Yeah, I don't have to be the last person leaving, and I don't
and I don't have to have every drink. I don't.
That's how you deal with it. You know, that's how you just deal with it. You cannot. Yeah. And also, I just think when you're in certain positions, I don't want to put myself in a position that people think, oh, she's a
common, very common, right? Commonality to say anything they want. And see, that's the scary thing when you're dealing with the workplace and, you know, racism and diversity inclusion. Is it part of that, you know, the makeup of the workplace? You run into the, you know, we're always thinking, no, I don't want to get mixed up like that, because if this is what I see here, I know that I can't deal with it here. So now I have to not be myself. Isn't it almost like that? Like at a workplace that you have these challenges, it's almost like you're not yourself.
Yeah, I think there's a certain, you can be yourself, but there's a certain way that you act at work and that you act in your private setting.
Yeah.
Not that you have to change all the way or not.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But at the same time, I know, like, I was raised that way. You know, my father, my mother, was, you have to work 2 times harder and you have to do that.
That's it. They told me that too. I was like, I told my mother I was 12. I said, I'm not working 2 jobs.
But it's so ingrained in us.
Yeah.
You cannot be acting any type of way because you're already Black. So in school,
my mother told me the same thing.
Don't act like a fool because you're not gonna get the job or you're not gonna.
And you know, we're not fools though. I will say that I could look at you the way you even present yourself. We're not fools. What they were doing is trying to protect us. Because if we are humorous and joyous people, some people don't know what that is. Yeah. Like they don't know. I have two business partners and I love them, you know, on a project that we're doing for entrepreneurs, right? I'm one of the facilitators. So, and I could say this about them, the two white men, you know, and one Tom always says, I'm a white old man, you know? So I can share with them that, you know, that if they say something that's not, is offensive to me and they don't even realize it, mm-hmm. I give them education mm-hmm. and they're open to understand it. So I said, you know, I said to him, Tom, one day, he's like, you know, I didn't know he was in music. So he did this rap one. And I was like, oh, Tom, you got some little spiff to you. So I said, you know, you should make this into a rap. He did it. And he's like, it's one of the most amazing things he did. He got it professionally set. And now it's part of our intro when we come in as far as our group, which mm-hmm. is amazing because just a little bit of understanding and being open to that mm-hmm. changed the dynamic of our relationship and his business itself. You know what I'm saying? So we can be ourselves. I think we can be ourselves because we have the professionalism. What does a queen have? I can't even remember the word. The queen has, you know, the queenism that we have that type of nature about us. You know what I'm saying? And women who are starting businesses, no matter what traumas they ever had, they have that thing about them that mm-hmm. I'm a lady.
Yeah.
And that's something you can't take away. No matter what traumas or what issues you have,
mm-hmm.
lady, it's there, you know?
It's all in your attitude as well. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. It is.
How you carry yourself, that's how people right. will also react to you.
Right.
And you will know, at least I think so. My management, my colleagues, they respond to me in a certain type of way because they know what I bring to the table.
They know they can count
on me. They know how good I am as an employee.
Mm-hmm.
So then, because you have already proven that, people are not going to mistreat you just out of spite. Yeah. I don't think, you know, of course.
Not the genuine people, I will say. Not the genuine people. You will have, I know, my past employer, you will have people who are just not well. They're not well. They're not healed. They don't know how to treat other people.
Yeah.
And they don't have it in them, even when you're trying to impart it to them. They don't have it in them to receive. So in those instances, you have to say, well, goodbye. I'll see you later. You know, you have to, you can't be mistreated. That's throwing your pearls before swine, people who don't get it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You don't need to stay in a situation if it's definitely not bringing you any.
Yeah. When it becomes harmful for you and the other person,
get out,
time to go, you know. I told my doctor said, do you feel like hurting yourself? I said, no, but I do feel like hurting other people. He said, no, I get you. I said, no, I want to put my hands all over them. So I don't want, you need to give me some medication or a regimen or give me time off or something because I do want to hurt somebody. So he was laughing, you know, it's like, as long as I've known you, Edna, you've been really candidly truthful and honest.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to hurt myself. No, I want to hurt them. I want to blacken their eyes.
Then it's time to step back.
So, he said, you know, I want you to think about this, but I think it's, it might be time for you to exit because I've never heard you like this. I was like, no. Usually I can take myself out of a situation. I remove myself after I tell you, you know, how that bothered me. And this is how you're going to handle me from now on if you choose to do business with me. Yeah. And then I walk away so I can calm down a little bit because, you know. You know, I don't know what sign you are, but I'm a Scorpio, so I can tell you.
Pisces.
Oh, Lord. You're a water sign, too. Yeah. So I can tell you. Water signs are dangerous. You know, they you don't know which way they move in, and at least if the wind goes north, south, east, and west, we can go. We can be totally calm. Yeah. But we can change like this.
Yeah.
Don't get the current wrong, okay? Don't get it wrong.
Don't get on my wrong side. Even people always, oh, you're so cool and calm and you're so quiet. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, maybe they've met me in a different, I think, like, privately is not that. But I know with work, some colleagues, they just like to get under your skin.
Yeah, they'll try. They'll try to see what you're made of. Like, they'll say,
then
like...
I'm like, okay, let me just breathe and take a second before I reply to your email. Because if I reply now...
And you know, people in general are not used to genuine people. So you can somebody asked, like, one time I was in the store Macy's, and so this woman assumed that I worked there. So she said,
"Right?
Yeah." She assumed I was buying a dress from there. She said, "Excuse me, what do you think about this dress?" I said, "It's ugly, you're too pale for it, and you need to put it back in." Right? She's like, "Do you work here?" I said, "No." And I walked away. But see what I mean? And when people can't take genuine honesty, and I was being honest with her, she was very pale and she had a purple dress on. I was like, "No, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't work." Put it back. That's the thing. But sometimes you have to, you know, like, I get all the time, I don't know if you know, like, this characteristics test, the color test.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, I have a red personality, so very direct, like.
I'm red, too. I'm red. Yeah,
get to the point, let's go. Red. Yeah. And, you know, so sometimes I get, oh, you're so direct. And especially since here in UK, oh, my God, the British. Like, I'm really, 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 really polite.
Uh-huh.
But more like politically correct polite. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, because I'm Dutch, Dutch are also very direct. So it's my background and it's just my character.
Yeah. And people, exactly. All of
and
that.
And like, don't ask me a question if you don't want to know the answer.
Okay. You sound like me. Don't ask the question if you don't want a direct answer. Don't ask it. Just keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Hold it. Because if you ask me, I'm going to give you the answer you don't want. Then you're going to be mad. And I can't help you. You asked me a question. What do you want me to say? Yeah. And I used to say, when people ask, you're about to ask me a question. I said, do you want me to tell you the truth? Or you want me to tell you what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Which one is it? So they laugh. Okay, Edna, I'm not going to ask you the question. Okay, all right. You know?
That's why, you know, but people know me, and even people who work with me,
mm-hmm.
as a coach, they know me. I'm very direct. These are my expectations. So whether it's in my 9-to-5 or whether it's in coaching, I show up with my character. I cannot change that, because that's not what you want to hear. If that's not what you want to hear, and maybe you're just not ready to make a real change in your life.
Exactly.
So,
as life coaching, you have to be very open and honest with people, because you have to ask the questions, ask them questions that they got to really answer open and honestly.
Yeah.
So this has been a very good conversation. We've had some fun. We had some laughs. We know about your business now. How can my audience now find you and locate you on the internet?
So I have a website, which is actually being rebuilt now. So it will be back online in 2 days. Okay. RoxanaBlair.com. And there you can find all my services. And on social media, I am mainly on Instagram.
Okay.
And that is at the Roxana Blair. So T-H-E before my name.
Okay.
So Instagram, that's where you find like a lot of freebies as well. I have content there almost daily, where I post any type of topics to do with building a business, building an online business as a busy mom, any type thing to do with children, with mindset, with social media, goals. That is on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Definitely send me a DM. Say, hey, okay. I heard you at Edna's podcast. Let me know you found me.
Yes.
But yeah, that's where they can find me.
Okay, that's exciting. Okay, so we're going to look for you, Roxana Blair.
Yeah.
Who is an online business coach. She coaches moms.
Yeah.
Who want an online business now? All you moms out there, are you listening? Who want an online business? This is the coach for you. All right. And she's also a podcaster. So look for me on her podcast. We're going to be working.
Yes.
We're going to be working together. Well, it was a blast having you here, Roxana. And I thank you all the way from Long Island, New York to London, the UK.
Yeah.
No. I thank you so much. And I just want you to be blessed and keep doing what you got to do. And let's stay in contact.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. It was a great conversation.
Thanks, audience. You could be anywhere else, but you're here with us today. And we thank you for that. Bye for now.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.